Spend a perfect afternoon with Sonia Feldhoff.
Sonia.
On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Look, it's almost hard to get into any conversation about television programming without someone mentioning Succession. And front and centre in this top rating show is Adelaide's own Sarah Snook, starring as Siobhan Roy in the Roy family, loosely, as I understand it, modelled on the Murdochs. But shocking nonetheless, this particular show. It's got many people agape. And of course, overnight, we've heard that Sarah Snook, nominated for Best Supporting Actress in that show, Succession, for the Golden Globes. Tony Knight is from the Actors Studio, and he's a former head of acting at NIDA, where Adelaide girl Sarah Snook went to study after leaving Scotch College here in Adelaide. Hello, Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks for joining us. I guess there's a smile on your face today after that news.
Yes, that is. It's fantastic, actually. And it couldn't happen to a nicer person. Sarah's just gorgeous.
Did you see the talent? Because there's something about her that glows on screen. She's also amazing on stage. Could you see that from the beginning?
Look, I'm sure she's not going to mind this, but because I very rarely do talk about the students when they're at NIDA. But Sarah auditioned twice for NIDA. And even at the first time, whenever I saw her, I was interested. And she was too young, and I encouraged her, and she came back and got in the second time. But I know that I wrote down that she reminded me of Kate Blanchett. And in a way, she had that same luminosity that Kate had, that same just vibrancy and intelligence and wit. So she was kind of, that was there from the beginning. And it was always there. It still is there.
Sarah has made it big over on TV and in movies in the States. She's also done a lot of work here. It seems such a such a lucky draw to make it big like that. What is it? Is it about the acting or is it about something else? Is it about an X factor?
Oh, well, that's the $1 million question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really haven't got an answer. The thing is, the only thing you can really say is she talented and is she well-trained? Yes, she is. I guess there is a distinction in the sense that, because this has been about other people that came through NIDA, that the issue of being classically trained, which Sarah was, does make a difference. So in the sense of dealing with voice and movement and just her natural intelligence, I mean, one of the things I enjoyed her seeing her most doing was here in South Australia playing Cordelia in King Lear.
Ah.
A few years ago now, but that was very early at her beginning. And then she went on to do a wonderful production of playing St. Joan in Shaw's St. Joan at the Sydney Theatre Company. So she's got that sort of underneath her as a great foundation.
She has had so much success already, and she's in her early 30s. Do you think there's any stopping her from what you've seen with the talent that you've worked with?
No, none whatsoever. I mean, you can't really predict the future, but, you know, let her do Hamlet. It's about time, isn't it?